preventing catheter-associated urinary tract infections. Before getting into the discussion of catheter-associated urinary tract infections, CAUTIAS, and how to prevent them, there are a few key points to keep in mind. The urinary tract is normally sterile, though the urethra may have low levels of bacterial colonization, especially in females. Urinary tract infections, UTIs, refer to a range of syndromes from asymptomatic cystitis to pyelonephritis and sepsis. Most instances of bacteriuria are asymptomatic and do not warrant treatment. UTIs are the most commonly occurring HAIs. The indwelling urinary catheter, IUC, is one of the most used medical devices in the United States. Risk factors for the development of a UTI include sexual activity, sex, female sex, especially postmenopausal females, age, older adults, and very young males. Disability. All ages and all genders, especially those with neurogenic bladders, IUC, or incomplete bladder emptying. CAUTIAS, an indwelling urinary catheter, is a drainage tube that is inserted into the urinary bladder through the urethra. It is then left in place, connected to a drainage bag, including leg bags. It is also sometimes referred to as a Foley catheter. UTIs are the most common type of HAI. Approximately 80% of UTIs are associated with the use of indwelling urinary drainage devices. The gender of catheterized patients impacts the transmission of infections. Males generally become infected via the intraluminal route from a contaminated drainage bag. Females become infected from contamination by the transurethral migration of bacteria up the extraluminal surface of the catheter. Other risk factors associated with CAUTIAS include age, diabetes, and prolonged catheterization. In fact, the duration of catheterization is the most important factor in development of bacteriuria. Key point: pyuria development in short-term catheterized patients is not indicative of infection and should not be used as a criterion for urine culture or as an indication for antimicrobial treatment. 90% of patients with significant bacteriuria are asymptomatic for any signs or symptoms of a UTI. When symptoms are present, they typically include burning or pain in the lower abdomen, below the stomach, and fever. Strategies relevant to delaying the onset of bacteriuria in short-term catheterized patients will not necessarily work in patients with chronic, long-term catheterization. Every patient's urethral catheter will become coated with biofilm, which will lead to infection given enough time. The only way to prevent such an infection is to not use a catheter or to remove the catheter before bacteriuria is established. The development of a CAUTI is associated with significant morbidity and some risk of mortality. The patient's extended length of stay, development of antibiotic-resistant organisms, and increased costs have resulted in an emphasis on the appropriate use of the catheter. Physicians and nurses often fail to document the reasons for using a catheter, resulting in large numbers of inappropriate catheterizations.